It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 732.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Sunday. How are you feeling? Fired up?
Great. Beautiful weather in Melbourne. Good. A little bit chilly, but blue skies, like yesterday.
We're at 12 o'clock on the dot. Mm-hmm. Has any caffeine withdrawals yet, JJ?
No, all good. Have I had any form of caffeine? No, I haven't. No, I'm just drinking my SodaStream, my fizzy water. Feeling good. I haven't even got tea because as the tea guy, I still couldn't work out to go and get tea before I started. So I had one on the Friday, which was a green rose, which was nice. But I feel like I don't want it to be that florally. I don't want to be drinking sort of floral drinks.
Not too fancy. Yeah, I like to get fancy before bedtime. Just something a bit sweet. You know, something feels a bit naughty. Tea can feel a bit naughty, even though it's not. So, yeah.
What have you been up to? What's happening?
Oh, mate, I'm just pumped. Another put it in the calendar.
Okay,
put it in the calendar. June 1, George and I will be at the pub because they're planning to open the pubs and restaurants from June 1, 2020. This is some great news. Great news from Daniel Andrews. Maximum 20 patrons.
That would be good.
Table service only. But get this, you have to leave your... Like when you go in, you have to leave your name that you were there. Like they have a record of who was at the pub.
Mm.
Isn't that bizarre? Like it's name for contact
address,
tracing.
Name, address, contact number, everything.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that full on?
No more punch-ons.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit more sort of obvious who's done it.
Well, yeah, it makes you think a bit more before you start punching people in the pub. But, I mean, you shouldn't be punching people in the pub anyway.
So, so that means... Because I didn't realise, but I was seeing on the news that, like, Sydney are out and about at the moment. They're, like, going out and going to cafes and shit.
Yeah, because the... I'm not sure what they're doing out there, but the decision... The final decision's from the person running the state. And so...
The Premier's.
Old mate Premier Daniel Andrews, he's been pretty tough. Mm-hmm. And so June, it's like two and a bit weeks away. But George, what do you got planned for Monday night, Monday Arvo, June 1? You got anything in the calendar?
Nothing in the calendar so far, Tommy.
Great. I actually wasn't inviting you. I was just seeing if you were going to go to the pub. But love you, George. I wonder, though, if we would have to walk around, like, because there's a rule of 20. Do you think you'd have to just... We might be legging it for 10Ks, just sussing every pub in Abbotsford, every pub in Collingwood, trying to find one that is open.
But also, there's the reality of it that it's coronavirus hasn't magically gone away. So if we all do this, if we learnt anything, we decided to go and start working from home before there were still people going to concerts. You could still go to an event of 500 plus people. So I don't know whether my gauge, I don't like leaving the house anyway, but my gauge is like just because they say we can do it doesn't mean that we should be going out all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at, you just jump into the comments of that post that I just showed a post for everyone playing at home, listening. I just showed a post that sort of was posted on Daniel Andrews' wall about this, and in the comments it's exactly that, Josh. There's a bunch of people saying just because we can doesn't mean we have to. And so, but I think the reality is that there's a bunch of people with that thinking and they will stay home. And then the whole point of the 20 people, and it's like, dude, there are some bars that won't be able to open. They don't have enough room to have, they'll have five people in there and it's not worth their time. Like it's per 4 meters, one person. And all these other rules. Like
if you could only have one thing, say with everything that's shutting down at the moment, if you had to pick whether it was go and sit down at a cafe for breakfast, or go to a pub, or being able to go to the gym, which one would you be picking?
I think the best is the gyms. Not to say that that's a gyms, you're probably closer than the pub. You're sweating, panting, you know, touching
shit. But just as
in
like experience stuff that you actually just want to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I don't have a gym membership at the moment, but I was going to get one just before. So I'm glad I didn't because I would have had to put it on hold because I wouldn't be paying it. But yeah, so I'd like to go to the gym. I'd like to be able to get a routine back in place. I think a lot of people want the gyms open, but a lot of people want the pubs open, I guess. George, I wonder, fits in the is pub there, category.
What were you saying? Did you ask GB?
No, he fits in the pub category. Yeah. It's pretty, it's obvious.
Well, do you think that maybe, I feel like one thing that would be good, maybe I'm being a dictator, but maybe people should pick one thing. So it's like what I feel like would potentially happen is it's like the gronks who will go out day one of an evening and really take advantage might also be the gronks that go to the gym and that will go like do everything, right? Like what about the idea of we all get to pick the one thing that you do? Because otherwise you're going to get super spreaders, right? Like if there's people going out and they're literally doing everything, they're going to fucking Supre. Is Supre still around? I don't know. Like going to the shops, buying stuff at the shops and then going to the gym and then going to a pub. Like people will probably go out more than what they did prior to the lockdowns.
Yeah, I think there are still a bunch of people that are scared. But yeah, I mean, the asymptomatic people that have it don't feel anything, don't know they have it, and are spreading it like wildfire. Like that is the reality. But I think I was very much like shut it down, close it off, and for a long time. But it's so like the cases here in Australia are so low comparatively from around the world. We've done really well here. And it has to open back up. The economy is going to absolutely fucking shit itself. And now they're just a bit more equipped. And so there's no other option, I don't think, other than starting to slowly open it up and people getting this and understanding who are the asymptomatic. Like, how do you find these people that are asymptomatic? It's going to have to, you know, they're going to have to have encounters with people. Sorry. He's saying, Brody's yelling that there's a grasshopper looking at me.
Okay.
Oh, he's found a praying mantis. Oh, mate, be careful. Be careful. But yeah, so we're going to have to find these people, and unfortunately, it's probably going to have to come from people understanding where the spread is and who's got it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, stay home, Josh. It's fine. There will be a bunch of people that it is a okay thing to do. It's not like you have to. You don't. Yeah. I mean, I feel okay to have a beer with George. George, do you feel okay to have a beer with me?
Yeah, I think we'd be sensible. Like, I'm definitely not keen to go out, you know, into a packed pub anytime soon.
Or a meetup. It sounded like you were sort of announcing a meetup.
Pushing for a meetup.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're taking Friday night drinks off Zoom and into real life.
Straight away.
And there, straight away, I've booked out a pub. There's going to be 20 people and we've moved it to a Monday and it happens to fall on June 1st. So who's with me?
I mean, you've gone many, many months without being at a pub, haven't you, previously?
I was at with George, we were drinking beers every Friday Arvo or roundabout. We started doing that. Yeah. We did a few beers. And so like, I reckon if there was nothing, you know, Corona, we would have kept going. Rory even joined the last one. It was quite fun.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't know. It's just more appreciative for the shit. So when the gym does open, give it a real good crack, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
Theatres as well. I miss theatres.
You like a good...
Yeah.
Well, talking shows, right?
Yeah, live shows, comedy or...
Yeah, sure.
Musicals, I reckon, you know, that's the sort of stuff that I'm pumped to get back into.
Yeah. Sevs?
Really,
I mean,
picture it.
Would it be Sevs for you? Is it the gym? Is that the one that you would go to?
Yeah. But even then, like, I don't know how long it's going to take. Like, I'm pretty hesitant to go back to the gym at the moment. I don't know, give it maybe another two and a bit months or something like that, and then I'd probably be happy going back.
Yeah.
But if they opened it in the next, like, month... Definitely not going.
You wouldn't. And so, how much of it is?
That's so grotty.
Previous to the coronavirus,
but even like saunas and shit, like not ideal. Like if you're packing like 16 people into a sauna, like that's not ideal.
I mean, you're the sauna guy telling the guys who don't go to the sauna that saunas are gross.
Yeah, they are. Confusing. No, they are.
You've had a change of heart.
They're great, but they're gross. You just
great but gross.
I feel like this is you communicating. I feel like you've been priming for the past 2 months to get your own sauna. I feel like this is getting closer and closer to reality. How far off?
Jay, if there's someone who knows how to justify a purchase, it's you. And so you're spotting it. It's perfect that I trust in JJ to know when Sebs is priming for a purchase.
Are you priming for a purchase?
Yeah, I was thinking about it, yeah.
I hope you get it because it's one bit bizarre and quirky, which is what I love about it. Like the dude, I know a bunch of people have them, and Conspiracy Jimmy showing me one like to get.
Well, the thing is, it's quite easy to get an... Yeah, literally. It's pretty easy to get like a infrared one because you can just plug it into the normal power. But when you're getting like the ones with like coals and heating elements and stuff, it has to be wired into the circuit. So you got to get an electrician around to wire it in.
It's like that's like my
pushback.
Spa.
I can.
It's like runs on a different, different power. Yeah.
Yeah, I know the one that I want to buy, but
how much is it?
It's about $2,000+.
I mean, it's not crazy. I mean, like $2,500 is nothing. How much is like the service? What's the like servicing of? Oh, so not servicing, but like what's the setup cost? Like you're gonna have to get some sort of
electrician's probably. Yeah, electrician. I have no idea to be honest because I don't know what the deal is maybe? With wiring it in. But yeah, I would reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, under $1,000 to install it. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon. My bro's an electrician. We could find out. He's nearly fully qualified, so he'd be able to do it himself. Can you tell me the name of the sauna and where you'd get it from? What's the name? I just want to have a quick look at it.
It's hang on. I got to look it up again. I had it bookmarked a while ago, but I got rid of it.
That's when a dream has been crushed when you've taken it out of your bookmarks.
Literally, yeah.
I did a bookmark Carl actually just recently. Got rid of a bunch. Nothing that important though.
Oh yeah.
No saunas in there.
Luxo Living, here we go.
What's it called? Luxo
Living.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. It's do you want me to slack it to you or just want me to read it out?
Read it out.
So it's it's $2,660, six person traditional Finnish steam sauna. And it's literally a cubby house, so it's just all made of wood and I'm guessing it's flat pack. And you just plonk it in your garage or something like that.
This is great.
What sort of temperatures does it get to?
JJ, can you see it there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, great.
That's what it'll look like, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Little Sam's.
Wrong one. So, yeah, that's the one that I'm looking at the moment.
I mean, power play, Grace rocks up. Yeah, babe, I've got a sauna. Check it. Garage. Sure, I met my parents.
New bed, blind there. Sauna, just yeah, all of it, you know.
Connect it straight onto your room.
Yeah. Oh yes, on the side door goes into it.
It won't be tall. Yeah, it won't be tall enough. But I do have like a little. I do have like a little under the house bit right next to in my bedroom, and it's like a door that you can open to get under. But I don't think it's going to be tall enough.
And what's the temperature? Like what temp are you getting it to?
It goes to 80 degrees.
Okay. It's not too hot. Like I've been like slamming like the shower. When I go in the shower, I'm putting it like extremely hot because of this cold weather. And we have like the windows open. No. What do you reckon it would be?
Maybe
70? I reckon like 60. 38 or 40, 42 maybe.
Real hot. No.
I don't know.
The thing is, it's more just your skin will burn, Josh.
The difference, you can be in 100 degrees, but... It's submerged. You have to be like the dry heat. That's why they were saying you like a steam room can't be at the heat of a dry room because you would literally cook because of the moisture.
Yeah.
It's too much. I saw a video on Facebook. A guy got stuck in one, like had it at home, and he got stuck in it for 12 hours. 12 fucking hours.
A sauna. No, you would die.
Yeah. I mean, it's slightly scary.
How do you manage that? You'd punch a hole in it, surely.
Oh, he was trying to.
Kick it down or something.
And they showed different... Because there was a camera in there. I don't know. Maybe... may have been fake. Why is there a camera in the sauna? And why does a sauna lock? Because saunas are pretty much... like there's
sauna's car.
I've never seen a lock on a sauna door, right? Have you ever seen a lock on a sauna door? For this reason.
No, I haven't seen
it. It's a nightmare. Nightmare. What would you do? You'd just lie down at the bottom, wouldn't you? Like, because the heat rises and so it is cooler.
Yeah.
So there's two levels.
Usually under the door. Yeah, under the door there's like a little gap as well that some air can come in, but
just be sucking at it.
you'd definitely be on the floor.
JJ, would you chuck in 500 and I'd be happy for it to come from the business for Sevs to get his sauna because
well, I'm just worried that we haven't used the fireplace enough yet. You promised a lot of fireplace content.
Oh, we've already got two episodes out of that. It was an $80 purchase. We're talking $500.
$500.
And
so
the point being is you've never been in a sauna. And so it was one of the firsts that we wanted you to do. You spoke with Ash Williams about it. That was when you broke down the friendship between Ash and the Daily Talk Show, where you nearly pulled him apart on the show for 40 minutes. And we were working out what he could do for the first time in 2020. And yours was do a sauna for the first time. So, what do you reckon?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we just had the meeting with the accountant. I don't know, like the $500 on the sauna. Like, I'm normally the loose guy, and I know I just bought a megaphone. The megaphone's paying for itself. But I don't know. I feel like maybe we can. Maybe you could set up a GoFundMe.
Casey says, can we do a GoFundMe? Yeah.
Yeah, I think we could do that.
You could a GoFundMe for Sebs's sauna.
Yeah.
Would you let? What would the rules of the sauna be, Mr. 97?
As in for people who fund it.
Well, so this is the problem. You don't want it to be communal. The reason you want to get your own sauna is so that you don't have to have gronks in there, right?
Random gronks. I'm talking about
random gronks,
close,
the
close ones like us. Like that's what I'm trying to work out.
Yeah. No, you can cut. You can absolutely come over and use it. Absolutely.
As a kid who grew up with a pool, I know how this sort of stuff goes. People rock up with towels and expect to just jump in. I feel like maybe this investment. I'm also cautious of this $500 investment, giving TJ some ownership over it, where all of us, because I don't think I would go there that often.
To be honest, the only reason I mentioned the $500, I was going to say come from your pocket so you could use a sauna for the first time.
What's that? Expensive sauna. Had nothing to do with me. Expensive sauna. But,
Amos. Okay. Somehow Bodie's worked out how to turn on the mini speaker with Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Animal.
So, yeah, if there were the. So. Sevs, you would have sort of
an
open
restriction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open door policy.
We'd have time. But there'd have to be restrictions, so you wouldn't be allowed to come after, say, like, I don't know, like 8, maybe 8 o'clock's too late. But like, yeah, I'm just trying to work it out between, like, you know, you're at work for until, like, I don't know, say 6 or whatever, and then you've got between 6 and 8 o'clock. You've got that time period. But then it's also the thing of, like, how do you get into it? Like, because the garage, like, it's in the garage.
And you don't own the property. Like, your mum and dad, like, how are they going to feel about, you know, you're going to have to ask
random
them.
Random people. Yeah.
I mean, does mum and dad want one?
Mum would use it.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, he's not too keen on them.
Really?
Why?
You've got a pool as well, though, don't you?
I think he's... but it's empty. So...
Maybe put your sauna in the pool.
Sauna in the pool. Yeah, not a bad idea. Actually, it does collect water, so that's probably not good.
Absolutely
but
not.
Dad's not super. He just doesn't like the feeling of them.
Mm.
Whereas mum enjoys it, so. I don't think dad wouldn't stop me. He'd be like, yeah, great. Like, I'm not going to pay for anything, but you can put it in there if you want it.
What about the electricity? Hard one to work out what the electricity costs for it, to be honest, because we were trying to work it out.
Well, if mum's using it, it can just go on the just go on the family.
So you just you're gonna trick your mum to use it so she covers the cost.
Surely it would use heaps.
Absolutely.
Surely that would just like a dryer.
Yeah, if heating
like
in a house is a problem,
on
getting something to 80 degrees or whatever it is.
I reckon it's okay. It's probably like You're not, it's not on 24/7. Like, it'd just be on for, it takes like 90 minutes to heat up or whatever, and then you're in it for say an hour. So
would you allow your dog Abby, do you think dogs would like saunas?
Oh, no.
No, that's probably cruel. Not. No. Definitely not. It's probably all right for them. Like, it's probably beneficial in terms of health stuff.
But that's what I mean. I feel like you're the type of guy to read an article and then accidentally kill your dog by putting her in the sauna.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it extends her lifespan, like it does with people, then it's not a bad idea.
I tell you who I reckon would get around Sev's sauna, our hot accountant. I reckon he'd be coming over. Jace would be popping in just quick on the way home. Head over to Baldwin, quick sauna, then off you go. It could be good sauna cam. Sev's does the show from the sauna here on in.
Getting a GoPro. On the megaphone, we said yesterday that we were pausing all transactions of the megaphone because it was getting out of hand. Do you remember that?
We can't actually pause them.
Well, no, Josh, you did say it, and it was a good idea because it was, you know, they were coming through thick and fast, and we needed to have some kind of formalized spreadsheet to be able to track who sent money, all of that. And so where are we landing today, JJ? Because it is...
Well, what are you laughing at with George, Sebs? What did I miss?
No, just George was just laughing at thick and fast.
Thick. THICCC.
Because it wasn't thick and fast? Is that the funny...
I don't know. It's probably best not to always ask why people are laughing. Just let it play out.
Right. It's all good. And so the other issue. So what's happened is we have had a new megaphone sponsor who has given us by far the most amount of cash so far when it comes to naming rights sponsorship.
Not the video $500 amount where you get a video thrown in, thanks to me. But this is still unbelievable. This is the highest amount contributed to become a megaphone naming rights sponsor.
But the thing is, I brought up that I don't want anyone to be upset around how we're doing it. You know, I've got the sensitivities of what, you know, stressing people out. And we did get a few people on PayPal who donated amounts that was below the $50. Now, TJ, initially in our pre-show chat, you said no. The terms were that they do not get a read in the megaphone. It was only after George did his ad that anyone over $5 gets a mention over the megaphone. What is your interpretation?
Well, a bunch of people already got shout-outs. So when we first came up with this idea, and if you are new to the podcast, Josh bought a megaphone that was
about 70-something bucks. It's probably not worth resetting, to be honest. If you knew the podcast,
75 bucks. $75. Good luck. And do you want me to fucking reset this or not?
No,
I didn't.
We're trying to get a snippet, JJ. Far out.
It makes total sense because you spent 70 something bucks in total.
Are you
on the day?
So it's like 30 bucks in batteries. Oh, that's fair. Batteries are expensive.
On the day, you said we need to pay for this thing. Maybe people could send us money on PayPal. And then all of a sudden, I mean, ask and you shall receive. People started sending money to hi@thedailytalkshow.com, which is our PayPal, send money. And they were coming through. And then it got to the point where Rory sent through 50 and then... We thought, well, that's the naming right of the megaphone, and then it started the flow on. And so everyone did get a mention. Gemma, you can mention the names. Gemma, I think it was Casey, a few others. Yeah. And then
Caitlin.
And so did I ever – so I mentioned them all over the megaphone?
I'm pretty sure you did, or you were just mentioning
maybe
the
just,
name.
Maybe we could do it just to be safe. I think
this is the new rule. New rule, it's fine.
I feel like we just want to clean up our PayPal debts and make sure everyone's happy.
All right, yeah, no, I get absolutely. That.
And so what I'll do is I'll announce the new megaphone sponsor and then I'll say thank you to the previous people who gave us PayPal money, and then this is the last time we speak about them unless there was another over $5 transaction.
Transaction, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Is that right, GB?
Yeah, that actually makes sense. So, yeah. So then if someone donates $5 now, they can get a mention on tomorrow's show.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that right?
Love it. Love it.
The only thing is, I think that we need to get better at giving the naming rights sponsor something more. Like, I feel like we need to, whether it's the tone of my voice or the amount of times that I do it, but I feel like there needs to be a way to really... Yes.
What about this? What if you intro the show on the megaphone?
Yeah, we could do
that. That becomes a complete podcast naming right to the show. It is, I mean, that is pretty good.
That's good deal. That's got to be worth more than $50.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
It's going up quickly.
JJ, you missed it. Friday Night Drinks, Jess, who looks after brands and partnerships for the Daily Talk Show, I had to break it to her in front of everyone what we were doing with the megaphone. And and she was, I think, I think it was about the offering and how good it is. So we need to sort of get these through before she leaves us, to be honest.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, you get in early, you get the benefits. Okay. All right. So I nearly used the megaphone last night, by the way. I heard some yelling outside.
Oh, please.
My heart started to race.
Megaphone sponsor, you yell it out. You yell out the name of the sponsor and then, can you please go?
Well, I had a moment of, do you think I would get in trouble? So say like a minor incident. So say people arguing outside due to a incident between a car and a pedestrian, you know, some sort of yelling match. If I was, and it was, say, after 11 p.m., if I was to use the megaphone siren and tell them to stop, do you think that the police would be impressed or disappointed in me?
I reckon they would be disappointed. I don't know. Was it you that told me the story about the megaphone in the car?
Yeah. So, there was, I saw a prank YouTube channel that got done for impersonating police because they had a megaphone in their car and they were doing the siren. If you do sirens outside cars, it sort of implies that you're emergency services.
Yeah. I mean, as good as I got it, you know, the flash from the top of a camera that you can sort of just trigger off automatically. I used to get down in my street behind my parents' car, and as a car drove past, I would flash it.
So that's big on TikTok at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah. That's what they're all doing.
To pretend people are getting tickets.
And they film it and they laugh because they just like people slam on their brakes. Yeah. Which is funny because at that point you've already been gotten. So
it is the thing, and your heart sinks, and I'm just like, it is the worst feeling. Anyway, sorry. I digress.
Anyway, so let's introduce
cleaning the slate.
Yep.
Cleaning the slate. Here we go.
The new sponsor for the Daily Talk Show megaphone is Kate Mead. Check Kate Mead out on Instagram. Check out her podcast, the Women of Influence podcast. And she also is the co-host at Ace Radio's morning breakfast show, The Morning Rush. Thank you, Kate Mead. And you are the official sponsor at $120. Now, with a little bit of admin, I would also like to thank Friday's donations. Casey Irwin of $5. Not of $5, but she donated $5. I feel like I'm part of the kids' hospital. You know, they do the readout and they say of Endeavour Hills. Caitlin Williams for $20. Thank you, Caitlin. And Gemma Watts for $10 from Baldwin North. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you.
Love it. Well done. 471 was the episode that Kate Mead was on the Daily Talk Show. Just type in Kate Mead, the Daily Talk Show, into Google and we can listen to her episode. Yeah.
And
it was good fun. Kate loves... the thing about Kate, she appreciates a hustle.
Yep.
She is one of the greatest hustlers. She was telling us the stories about just on the podcast episode about how she got a, you know, a big dance festival off the ground and the sort of strings she pulled and the great things she did. And so that's why
getting into radio as well with all the balloons. That was great.
Oh, that's right.
Oh yeah. She's see, this is creative.
I believe
creative
five penguins died for that, but but you know, you do what you gotta do.
To get on that radio. Absolutely. Absolutely.
The
No, it's good. So I wonder, I mean, Kate has it until someone knocks her off. Mm-hmm. So unless someone pays 120, what is it, 25, George? That's the next.
Up
$5
increments.
Great.
And so we are putting a pause. Don't do it now because we want to set up the website, because what I don't want to happen is we have three people all give us $125 and then we're in a pickle.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be annoying.
And so we're going to set up that site.
Just on the website stuff, yeah, I was about to say either later today or tomorrow it'll be done. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and so it'll be /megaphone?
Love that.
Okay.
Love that.
All right, good.
Megaphone. I'm excited to see this. Any teasers, Sevs? What are we thinking? What's the layout?
Just sort of like leaderboard sort of vibes, hopefully with a megaphone up the top that plays the latest announcement. And then we can bring in Georgie Boy's video that explains it all. Just sort of a basic sort of landing page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a real sales funnel? Should we get some sort of sales funnel?
Real sales funnel. Yeah.
Just you like
a, we got HubSpot all over it. Yeah.
What about a button? Like a button, donate now.
Yeah,
donate definitely. A PayPal button. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can make it all happen.
Can we use the photo of me with my top off and you with your top off and you holding the megaphone over my mouth as the...
as the same megaphone. Yeah,
just a real megaphone. Thirst trap.
As the clickbait thirst trap.
Did you see that because I put up that post and I used that thumbnail. What was your first impression?
I was like, that's fucking amazing. I didn't remember the shot because I was thinking, what thumbnail could you use? And I was like, I think I said to you, yeah, just go Sev's with his top off.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that could be it. But it was weirder and better and two rigs. Two rigs is better than one.
On the Instagram thing, I've done the Cam Van tile. And so if you go to Josh Jansen on Instagram, you'll see Cam Van's tile. You'll also see another Monopoly screen grab, which all of a sudden I've gotten self-conscious based on Georgie Boy's criticism. Outrageous. But did you see that I won?
Did you win?
Yeah, I did. You've won two. Have you lost any or have you just been posting?
I've lost a few, but the last two I've won. I've worked out the whole thing.
Who are you playing, JJ?
What is it?
Well, yesterday we played with Diavella and Nat. And so, I mean, playing with a minimalist, it's great for Monopoly because he's not buying anything.
Anti-property.
real minimal, a lot of cash.
He just bought the dog. Or what's the little dog character?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is they. I feel like I've created a persona within the Monopoly game unlike the... Not unlike the my PT character, you know, like an over-exaggerated version of myself. And so Bree tells everyone before you play, like, Josh is real mean when it comes to playing, so don't be careful with deals. Don't do deals with him. But what got it was the I got the blues on the right side, the Mayfair and I can't remember the other.
Park Lane.
Yeah, and I just filled that with houses, and that was sort of
and that got you through.
Yeah, yeah,
really,
it was massive. Wow. I paid.
Not many people land on them.
Yeah, well, I paid. How about this? So Mayfair, it was Park Lane. You can buy, I think, for $400. I wanted it. I already had Mayfair, and so I did a deal with Nat where she gave me Park Lane. I gave her $700 and it was like, because I offered her $600 and she's like, oh, absolutely not. It's going to have to be higher than that. And I paid $700. I feel like that's a huge deal. I was left with
that's
less
outrageous.
Than $100 in my bank.
You paid more than double.
No, it's $400 and I paid
$300. I actually think it's $300.
Oh, really?
For Park Lane. Thank you.
No, I think you could be right. Can we get
and then it's $400 for Mayfair.
Yep.
Do I need to? I can open the app. I'll open the app.
No, well, it will be the same for the
whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, anyway, so yeah, Monopoly's going great. It's really, really fun. Like, if anyone's been thinking about playing Monopoly, definitely give it digitally. A crack. Yeah, digitally. We had to actually upgrade.
How long?
Yeah, how long do they go for?
How long does a game go for? Yeah,
I reckon around 2.5 hours. And so it was when we kicked on, when we started, it was like, yeah, because there's no fucking around with banks and all that. So like, it's very quick in that regard. And so 1 p.m. Melbourne time was 8 p.m. LA time. And so I may have had like a red wine straight after the show yesterday at 1 p.m.
That's all right. Saturday.
Ate some cheese. It was great. I closed the blinds. Oh, like, it was dark. Put the fireplace on in the on the TV.
Oh, great. And it was a lovely day. Like, that's the opposite of what yesterday was. It was a lift the blinds up and get outside.
Yeah.
But no, it made sense.
I've got an audio book that I want to recommend.
Oh,
it's
really
awesome. I've already listened to like 3 hours of it. Just yesterday, Brie and I have been listening to it together, and she agrees that it's like one of the best we've listened to. It is The Ride of a Lifetime: Lessons in Creative Leadership, and it's by Robert Iger, who's the CEO of Walt Disney Company.
Ah, Bob. Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very, very good. And so I haven't kept up to date with everything, but he changed roles in February, like sort of stood down as the Disney CEO, but then with all the
board.
Yeah, I think he was chairman maybe. I don't know what he was, but I think he's like gone back into the role with all the coronavirus stuff. But it's very interesting. Like, he talks about, you know, having to call, or like he called a family whose kid was killed by an alligator in like one of the resorts. Just shit like just this, all this random shit. Opening the Shanghai Disneyland or whatever they call it. But yeah, it's very good.
I mean,
he's done so
much.
Is Georgie Boy meditating, by the way?
No, he's definitely just.
I think he's just.
He's absolutely lost. Oh, there he is.
Okay, Georgie Boy, you're back.
Yeah,
that was
he's done heaps. Like, they literally acquired like Pixar and Lucasfilms, which does all the Star Wars, Marvel, just a bunch of like maybe like Fox as well, Fox Entertainment. He was the one leading all the acquisitions and stuff. It's crazy.
So he led, like, he was high up at ABC, and then Disney bought ABC. It's crazy because it's like, yeah, this is like early 90s and all that sort of thing, and seeing the sort of shit that he, you know, his whole career and stuff, I just felt like it was very interesting.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway. Did you hear about the guy that, thanks to coronavirus and Disneyland closing, ended his 2,995-day in a row streak going to Disneyland? And the only reason he stopped is because of coronavirus and them closing it down.
That'd be so. That's like the guy, Supersize Me, where he was having a Big Mac every day. He only ate Big Macs. Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, how annoyed would you be at 95, like 2,995? You'd want it to round out to $3,000.
Yeah. 3K.
Oh, so please, how annoying. Anyway, he said
that. What if he was paying for it, if he was just a member now?
Like, at that
just
point, you're surely
he just gets free entry, surely. You
fucking hope so. That joint, you've been, Josh. How
unlimited
much
season
you?
Pass.
150, 200 bucks each for the day or something?
Oh, Disney World was so expensive. Yeah, we entered, like, no, it was like, I think we spent over $1,000 on all of the stuff for that trip, just for the, like, the.
There must be a pass that you can get.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah, there's the quick... The,
is it worth
the,
it?
Nah, I'm not a big theme park guy.
No.
So he's been the guy from that was going every time it was open. So it was consecutive to the days that Disneyland was open, which is still...
Oh, so he can still continue his streak?
No, he stopped it. It's too long. He said, nah, it's the end of my streak.
Oh, really?
The streak...
$1,300 a year for a pass, ended. By the way.
He's probably paying it. I mean, what are you doing at that point? Unless you've got a YouTube channel where you're sort of monetizing it.
I know people that like buy the, like who live in the US, they live not that far from Anaheim, and so they'll like for Disneyland, they'll get the year pass. They have like the full legit like ears, like the real good ones, like the high qual that you're probably spending $100 on.
God.
And they go like, you know, a few times a year. That's sort of their that's their holidays.
They go to.
Yeah, I mean, people do fucking love it. He was getting 20,000 steps in a day when he was going there, JJ. Yeah, wow. I mean, it's he just saw, it's been good for me as the gym, he said. It's classic. Oh, I mean, it's just a, that's his park that he walks around.
No, I think that's, I mean, yeah, it would be fun. Like, I mean, good vibe.
Good vibe, candy smell in the air. Mm. Just,
he'd be eating like nuts, hot dogs sweet. And Dagwood dogs. Yeah. The steps doesn't really make much of a difference.
Yeah. He's doing, how many steps did you say?
20,000.
20,000. And he would be, but eating he'd be 30, there
for 000. A couple of hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. 10 seconds of admin. Take a screen grab right now of you listening to the show. Post it on Instagram as a story and we'll regram it. What a deal. Great.
One of the best.
And any final best. Words? Any other bits and pieces?
We'll see you tomorrow. Great. I'm going to go enjoy the sun.
Lovely. All right. See you then, guys. Have a good Sunday.
See you guys.